Welcome to Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus Figueroa at Dysfunctional of Dysfunctional.com. I got a chance to talk to Mike Odd, the manager of Mac Sabbath. Mac Sabbath is a fast food Black Sabbath mix parody band. Let's check out what Mike Odd has to say about the band. Hey Mike, how's it going?
Pretty good, how are you, man?
Pretty good. It's great to talk to you again.
Yeah, you too. I was surprised to see that was happening again.
Yeah, I mean, the band's doing amazing. You're a great interview. Why not?
Right on.
So, yeah, the band's gotten some amazing attention for their fast food Sabbath gimmick mix. How's the band handling the massive press that they've been getting?
Well, you know... It's all press is good press, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
You know, loving it. We're loving it. Slayer McCheese's head seems to be swelling a little bit, hamburger head. Other than that, you know.
I mean, you guys been on a few of the BuzzFeed lists that they've been doing from best bands you've never heard of to bands that you need to listen to, you know. It's been
right.
It's been amazing to see all the stuff that has happened since last we spoke. How do you guys keep on, you know, going with this type of energy for your music?
I have no idea.
How you guys handle, like, keep on going with this gimmick, this music, with all the press? It's amazing.
Yeah. The train keeps rolling all night long, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just keep getting back on the road with these guys and dealing with all these crazy circumstances, and it's at this point, I guess, it's weird to stop. So we just keep going.
That definitely sounds about right. What new elements to the Mac Sabbath performance can be expected on the national tour?
New elements. Well, it's the same show, but it's a little bit... packaged a little better, you know what I mean? we tweaked it, turned it a little bit, and we got some new scary clowns, some new giant inflatable laser-eyed clowns, replaced the old ones, you know? New clowns, new stuff, new jokes, you know, new things happening, you know, like special sauce thrown in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, With all the press, has there been any backlash from, you know, anybody?
Oh, the thing we do not speak of? Yes. No, nothing that we don't speak of has happened. Everything seems to be okay at the moment.
Great.
Yeah.
So what's the reaction been like at shows when they come out and perform?
When there's a big red and yellow circus curtain that goes up before we play, and then the first note that curtain drops, and there's usually a pretty shocking look of awe on the audience's faces when that curtain drops, and there's usually quite a gasp, you know, and it's always funny to see what town the reaction is going to be and how the gasp is going to sound, you know, cause it's always a little different.
Yeah, definitely. The music sounds great. The lyrics are different. The sound is familiar and exciting. How has this band been so incredibly respectful to the inspirations which have made this parody band?
Well, I'm so glad for you to say that. I think it's respectful. Obviously Black Sabbath thought so. And that was a concern of mine. But then, when they posted the video and on their Facebook and their Twitter, it was, you know, obvious they thought it was was respectful. You know, I mean, although that it is, you know, comedy and a parody, you know, it's still, you know, very much by Black Sabbath fans for Black Sabbath fans, you know, and it's just like, no matter how many cheeseburgers or how much ketchup and mustard you put on it, it's still Black Sabbath. And, you know, what else would you want to hear?
Definitely. The music's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
What makes each member of the group so unique?
You know, I mean, Ronald has, you know, time traveled here from the 1970s, you know, with all his, you know, apocalyptic warnings and, you know, his whole time travel deal and the fact that we don't know who he is and he just shows up randomly whenever he feels like it. That makes him pretty unique. The cat burglar, you know, obviously, you know, had a kleptomania problem, but we think we have that underway, even though he's still wearing the stripes. Let's see. Grimalis, great big guy, you know. He didn't used to fit in the van. He had to jog alongside, but he's trimmed it down a little bit, so we got him in there now, so that's good. And Slayer McCheese is a guitar player, so what can I say? He's got a great big head. It just happens to be a cheeseburger head.
So, what's coming up next for the band?
That's one thing that's never quite clear. I'll tell you one thing. Black Sabbath is in the middle of their tour right now called The End. And, you know, for us, it's just the beginning.
Definitely. I hope to hear much more from Max Sabbath.
Awesome.